This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The head of America's central bank is about to tell lawmakers that it's not, quote, on a preset course that the Fed must taper off its economic stimulus program. Gus Fauché, senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group, joins us live now. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
You've been poring through Mr. Bernanke's prepared remarks ahead of the actual testimony that will begin shortly. What do you see?
Well, for one thing, he says that the Fed expects to start reducing its asset purchases later this year, assuming the economy proceeds as projected, and then end them by the middle of 2014. I think more importantly, he talks about the path for short-term interest rates and that he doesn't expect the Fed funds rate to move higher even once the unemployment rate falls below 6.5%, that the Fed expects to wait a bit before that, before starting to raise the Fed funds rate.
Is that likely to calm the nervous Nellies in the bond market?
Yes. Last week when Bernanke made that point, we saw bond yields fall. We saw stock prices rise. And it looks like that's what's happening again this morning.
Now, there was a strange surprise about real estate this morning. Housing starts fell nearly 10% in June. Economists didn't really see that coming.
That's right. We had a big drop in multifamily starts. Those tend to be highly volatile, but we also saw a small decline in single-family housing starts. That's despite some good news we've gotten recently on the housing market. The National Association of Home Builders, their housing market index is up to its highest level since January 2006. So I think this is likely an aberration, and I do expect housing starts to improve through the rest of this year and into 2014.
All right. Some contradictory data there. Economist Gus Fauché, PNC Financial Services, thank you.
Thank you.